USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president talks about what he believes is unfair treatment by House Democrats.
Because they have a tiny margin in the House, they have eviscerated the rules. They don't give us any fair play. It's the most unfair situation people have seen.
Speaking at the White House, the president again defended his July phone call with the president of Ukraine. 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard held a Q&A in Iowa on Wednesday where she was asked about pulling troops out of northern Syria ahead of the expected invasion by Turkey against Kurdish forces.
President Trump has lied. He and his administration have lied to the Kurds, saying, hey, look, we're going to work with you, we're going to support you, we're going to be here for you, but you're not allowed to work out any kind of security agreement or negotiate with or reconcile with the Syrian government.
USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
There's another good reason to get yourself a dog if you don't already have one. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has why.
I'm gonna buy me a dog. A dog. A dog. Why?
Scientists now say that owning a dog can help you live longer. The research published on Tuesday by the American Heart Association looked at studies from 1950 through this year that evaluated the link between mortality and dog ownership. And scientists say that dog owners were likely to live longer than those who didn't have dogs. And in fact, dog owners have a 24% lower risk of death from any cause.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lemonade stands may soon be decriminalized in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a plan on Tuesday that will allow children under the age of 18 to sell glasses of lemonade, although their sales cannot be over $2,000 a year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
In a story that's gone viral, many people are wondering why people are not able to put aside their political beliefs when it comes to things outside of politics and why people, frankly, can't just get along. Texas A&M University student and CampusReform.org correspondent McKenna Dallmeyer explains what happened to her when she followed a local dessert business on social media.
I hadn't even reached out to her at that point. I had just merely followed her on Twitter. So then, after I followed her, she saw that I was a Trump 2020 or that I had that in my bio, and then she blocked me and posted that I was a racist, so I had no way to reach out to her and have a conversation with her about this.
And as far as what message Dallmeyer has for the woman who blocked her, she tells Fox News,
well, I would just say that I'm open to a conversation with you. I would love to discuss our differences. I'm a Christian first and foremost, so I'm all about conversation and talking with people that disagree with me or have something against me and working those out. And I would just say don't jump the labels and just talk to who you disagree with.
And finally, more than 500,000 people in Northern California are without power. That's because the utility company PG&E turned off the power due to dry and windy weather conditions that are increasing the risk of wildfires. The unprecedented shutoff started at around midnight across much of the northern half of California. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.